Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where we're going to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. Now, it's our first Monday of the month, which means we get to hear from Don Cooper, the sales heretic, for our Breakthrough Business Strategy sales tip. And Don's going to help us understand the three keys to charging more. Now, who wouldn't want to know that one? So how are you doing today, Don?
Hello, Michelle. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I tell your story when people ask me, but I love hearing it from you. So please tell everybody why you call yourself the sales heretic.
I was talking with somebody a few years ago who had just been through some sales training, and he was complaining to me about how old-fashioned it was. It was this old stuff that was very manipulative. It relied very heavily on misleading tactics and leading questions and junk and garbage that customers today just can't stand. And it occurred to me that I don't teach any of that stuff. And a lot of what I coach people on and train people on and speak about really flies in the face of conventional wisdom when it comes to the sales training arena. So it occurred to me that I'm a heretic. A heretic is an original thinker, somebody who questions the reigning orthodoxy. So anybody who thinks for themselves, anybody who questions what's out there is a heretic.
Wow. I might need a new label because I've definitely been questioning things since I was a little kid, only they called me annoying.
Anybody in authority will do that, yes.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? My grandmother actually used to call me her little pill.
Yeah, this is why we work for ourselves, Michelle.
Right? All right, so please tell us, what are these three keys to us being able to charge more?
Well, anybody can charge more, and most businesses should charge more. If you really want to be successful long-term, you need to be able to charge more than your competition, because it's really hard to make a living when you are scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as your fees or your prices. If your profit margin is really, really low, it's hard to stay in business. The challenge is, how do you charge more in an environment where you've got a lot of competitors, most of whom are happy to cut their prices? You've got to understand that the mindset of the buyer is not actually price-driven. We think it is, but in the vast majority of cases, it's not. So we've got to do three things. I call these the three E's: engage, explore, and educate. First, we have to engage prospects. That means if we're in a retail environment or an office environment, we need to welcome prospects as they enter. We need to get them talking into a conversation. If they're coming into your place, offer them food and beverages. If it's over the phone, offer them something that's useful to them rather than hit them with a sales pitch. You need to get a conversation going. And that conversation is not you telling them how great you are, because nobody cares. What you need to do instead is explore. Explore their issues. What's important to them? A really critical question to ask is price the most important issue to you? And if the prospect says, yes, that's all I care about, then your best bet is to say, okay, well then, we're done. I won't waste your time. Because if they really are a price buyer, and there are some people out there that are, you don't want them. You want to focus on people that actually understand and appreciate the value you bring to the table. So if they respond to that question by saying no, or if they don't get up and leave immediately, explore further. What else is important to you? What else is important to you in a dentist, in a hairstylist, in a lawn service, in a whatever it is you do? And let them tell you what is important to them. And if they don't know, suggest things to them. Well, is it important to you that all the people that are going to be working on your house and in your house be certified and bonded and insured? Is it important to you that the company you work with uses the latest tools and technologies and trains their people every 6 months? So let them know what they should be thinking about if they haven't already. Because the fact is, most customers, as much as we try to do research, really are ignorant when it comes to business practices. We don't really know what makes a great lawn care company or what makes a great limousine company or what makes a great whatever. So explore their issues, ask them questions, get their answers, and then you want to use their answers for the third E, which is to educate them. You need to educate your prospects about what makes you worth your higher prices. If you charge more than your competitors, it has to be because you are in some way better than they are. So explain what those relative advantages are and phrase it in a way that relates to what they said was important to them. So if they said on-time delivery was very important, talk about your fleet of vehicles. Talk about the driver training that you do. Talk about your advanced software for route scheduling. Whatever it is they said was important, you want to link back to your advantages. So whatever it is you do differently or better than your competitors, and you need to know what you do differently and better than your competitors, you need to explain that to them. If you're sitting there stumped right now, you can't think of anything, figure something out quick. If you can't do something differently or better than your competitors, there's no reason for you to be in business. So if you're going to charge more, you need to figure out what makes you better, what makes you different, what makes you unique. And you can't just say, oh, our quality, our service, our people, because your competitors are saying the exact same things. And when everybody uses the same words, phrases, and sentences, they lose all meaning. So you need to say something different. What is truly unique about your company, your product, your service? So those are the three things you have to do. You have to engage your prospect, you have to explore their issues, and you have to educate them as to what makes it worth paying you more than somebody else. When you do those three things, those will go a long way towards enabling you to charge more than your competitors, regardless of the economic environment.
Now, Don, I'd be curious, what has been a situation where you've used these three keys that you're teaching us in your own business?
I use it all the time because as a professional speaker, I'm competing with tens of thousands of other speakers in all price ranges, from celebrities who charge in six figures to free speakers, people that just want the exposure or want to be able to sell something. So I've got to be able to engage my prospects and find out what's important to them in a speaker, what they're looking for their conference, and then let them know how it is I'm going to help them achieve their goals. I'm not just a speaker, I'm a partner for them. And I go through a list of several things that I do as a meeting planner's partner to actually help them accomplish the things that I know are important to them, like increasing their attendance, keeping their costs down, making sure that their members get additional value.
You know, I'd be curious, have meeting planners said anything to you afterwards after working with you versus other speakers?
Oh, absolutely. I just spoke at a conference in Washington, D.C., and one of the meeting planners told me that the email templates that I gave them to help promote the event resulted in them exceeding their attendance goals. And every time they sent one of my emails out, they got a boost in attendance. And they loved that.
Awesome. Make sure you go and connect with Don after the show. Connect with him on Twitter. Go visit his blog. You will be absolutely amazed.
And I've got a special opportunity for your listeners today. What I just shared comes from a longer program called The Myth of Price, Why You Should Charge More and How to Do It. There's a lot more on this topic. I've got a special deal on DVDs and CDs of this program on my website, but there's a special page I've created just for your listeners. What you need to do is go to www.doncooper.com/BBS. You go to that page, you'll find some special deals on this program.
Don, we thank you, because I appreciate the fact that you have been coming here consistently for almost a year now, giving our listeners really great sales tips, and we get so many compliments every time you're on the show.
Glad to hear it.
Well, we look forward to hearing what you're going to teach us next month. It's always something that keeps me on my toes, and so we really appreciate it, Don.
You're very welcome, Michelle.